Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Captain John Reagan's with us. Just as a quick note, according to the Miami Herald, there's legislation, there's a bill that is attempting to prevent violent and disorderly assemblies by allowing civilians to use violence against anyone involved in the interruption or impairment of a business. The law specifies that any burglary within 500 feet of violent or disorderly assembly could be legally answered with lethal force. That's saying that if this bill becomes law, it would allow armed citizens in the state of Florida to shoot and potentially kill anyone that they suspect of looting a home or business. I just wanted to mention that. So it's getting more serious every single day in the United States of America. Captain John, please continue.
Well, the next section I call Energy Tidbits. I've spent a lot of time over the years talking about the financial side of this and how debt is going to make it impossible to escape what's coming. Well, there's another part of the equation, and probably since the election, it's going to become increasingly important. And just to remind people, we've talked before about the models from the IPCC. That's where all this climate change information comes from. That serves as a standard for researchers. Well, the current working model out there is CMIP-5. And for the last four decades, through CMIP-5, the only bit of solar forcing in the climate models has been solar irradiation, basically sunlight, which varies very slightly over the 11-year solar cycle. So with CMIP-6, which the final report is due in 2022, they've included more factors in the solar forcing, things like protons and cosmic rays and things of that nature. And if you follow Ben Davison on the Suspicious Observers channel on YouTube, and I do highly recommend you catch his news sections every morning. It just takes a few minutes. And he's also done some great reports, and he's condensed those into playlists so you can catch up on these things. But basically, every paper that's been released that uses the solar forcing of CMIP-6 shows that humans are not impacting climate change. The CO2 that's generated by humans does nothing. And yet, what are politicians wanting to do? Eliminate fossil fuels and this next article, Energy Composition, is going to show why that is so bad, plus with what I just said, will do nothing at all to stop what's coming, because what's happening is being caused by the sun. And it's only going to get worse and worse. So in this next article from the Institute for the Study of Energy and Our Future, it's titled No Matter Who Wins, there's a chart. And in fact, it's the last chart of the article. It's the shows the world energy consumption and mix and the world GDP. The energy consumption mix is from 1800 to 2018. The GDP is from 1980 to 2015. And basically humans used biomass, you know, things like wood for fuel. And that pretty much was fairly constant through about the Civil War. Then we started using coal, and that kept on growing. You see the chart, it kind of curves up a bit until around World War One, and then when we get to the beginning of the Great Depression and transitioning into World War Two, that's when things like oil, gas started taking off. We also started using dams, hydropower. Nuclear power has only been a small amount, even through today. And then the yellow on the chart is other renewables, which even as much as we have thrown in there in recent years, that's just a small part of the chart. if you look at trying to get what million, I don't have what the what it is, MTOE. Basically, we're sitting at 15,000, and the other 14,500 is everything from biomass to nuclear, and that little sliver is other renewables. So if you want to get off oil and gas, you have to multiply the other renewables dramatically. And that gets into a bit about the next one. Solar panels are starting to die. You know, they have about a 25-year lifespan. And this article asks, what do you do with the toxic trash? Well, there's an even bigger question. So you need silver to produce these solar panels, and there's just not very much silver in the world. And I've talked about if you took all the gold that was available for money, divided up by all the people in the world, works out about half an ounce of silver per person. Well, there's been a lot more silver mined over the years. But if you took all the silver that's out there available for monetary use, it works out to about half an ounce of silver per person. And that's because while most of the gold still exists above ground, most of the silver has been used up in some kind of industrial process. And there's getting to be less and less silver available. And even if it were easily mined, you wouldn't be able to get enough to produce I guess it'd be billions and billions of panels that would be needed to energize the so-called green revolution. So on one side, you can say that silver is vastly, vastly undervalued because it's going to be needed beyond what the capacity is, even to running out of silver that is available to be mined. And then the solar panels themselves are only good while the sun is shining, so you need batteries. And while lithium is a fairly common element, and you can probably do things to ramp up production there, cobalt is also needed for batteries, and that gets to be more problematic because there's not as much as that, and it tends to be in countries that are not stable. So to try and do any of these stupid recommendations like, mandating electric cars by, 2035. Where the heck are you going to get the electricity from? And at the volume of cars you're talking about, where you get all of the other materials you need for that for the battery? It's really just another point that we can't as a society keep going the way we're going. We also have the problem of the oil that we are getting, while we're not about to run out of oil, it's costing more and more energy to get that oil out of the ground. And at some point, you reach a break even where the energy you put in to get oil out of the ground results in not enough energy to do anything productive with. And it's that energy that has allowed us to have our standard of living, and it's that energy that has allowed us to increase our population dramatically. And without a replacement for that energy, you're going to be talking about a contraction, a reduction in our lifestyle, and a contraction of the population. So that's just the more objective side of challenges that we face, and our criminal future, which we'll probably end up being after the upcoming break, talks about what governments and corporations are doing to us in the meantime. Did you want to comment on?
I have a very quick comment, and we have senior instructor Rich Sheban on the line. He wants to add a few comments. So you mentioned silver. Silver, you're absolutely right. Silver is used in industrial and consumer applications, and when it's used, it's discarded very often. For example, light switches on the wall, when they fail, you throw them away. There's silver contacts in there. Not a lot of silver, but when you add them all up, a lot of silver, okay? And we just throw switches away. We throw electronics away, and there's silver content in just about every piece of electronic gear that the Chinese have shipped over here that is now in our landfill. Electric cars, you're absolutely right. Our power grid is taxed to the max when it's really warm and when it's really cold for heating and cooling applications. Well, adding electric car charging to that is beyond stupid. You are absolutely positively correct, Captain John Reagan. Rich Sheban, welcome. You're on with Captain John Reagan. Rich Sheban is a senior USA Prepares Instructor class.
Well, thank you, Vince. Thank you, John. Thank you for letting me squeeze in. I just have a very short announcement I want to bring forth to our listeners. We all know that President Trump is being censored big time by all media, social, big tech, electronic mail, everything you can think of. And this, I haven't verified this for sure, but from my sources, the president is requesting every registered voter send him a letter to demand a full audit of all 50 states, because we've had every state has been involved in election and voter fraud, not just the swing states. Food trucks and repair trucks dropping off fake ballots, glitches, miscalculations, vote totals, switching, Republicans not allowed to watch the counting process. We have literally entered a banana republic where all of us are going to be, at best, second-class citizens with no rights. So the president is requesting a short letter. He's going to use this as evidence to the Supreme Court to demand an audit. And the address is as follows: President Donald J. Trump, White House, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, Washington, D.C., 20500. Again, President Donald J. Trump, White House, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, Washington, D.C., 20500. Please, all registered voters, send a short letter to Donald Trump so he can use this as evidence for the Supreme Court. Gentlemen, thank you for letting me chime in. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Rich Sheban. Captain John and I will be right back.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553.
800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan's with us. Newsflash, Washington. TheHour.com, more than 130 Secret Service officers who help protect the White House and the presidents when the president travels have recently been ordered to isolate or quarantine because they've tested positive for the coronavirus or had close contact with infected coworkers. That's just a news story. I just wanted to let you all know. Captain John, please continue.
Go all the way down to the bottom of the list, update. This is a link to a nearly one-hour video from Douglas Voigt, where the Nova will hit. Because where this happens depends on what you have to deal with. And there's also a video before this, I think, talked more about where it hit in the past and what the effects are. And just for those that haven't heard me talk about this before, the last time, which was about 12,000 years ago, you can divide 12,068 by 89, and that's how many Gleisberg cycles that you go through that these major events occur. So the sun basically cleans itself, and it explains things like the glass beads that are deposited on Earth and on the moon. And it's either an incredible coincidence or the government already knew about this. For those of us that grew up during the space race, the system that was used to get to the moon was the Apollo program, and that carried three astronauts to the moon with a lander Well, why would you name a lunar program after the sun god? You know, it's, I think, a good chance that it was code that they were going to the moon to see what the effects of the sun were. And it was, I'd have to look at the video again, but I believe it was in the 60s, that the CIA classified a book, it had Adam and Eve in the title. It's been so long since I've seen it, I can't pull out the whole title, but the CIA released a redacted version of this book they classified, and there were still copies out in the general population. It wasn't a widely distributed book, and it talks about these catastrophe cycles. So, you know, it does explain a lot about, you know, underground bases, you know, for, you know, people other than us peons, and I tend to spell that P-E-E-O-N, that, you know, our wonderful, worthy elite get to hide themselves underground while the rest of us are on the surface during the times that are upcoming. It also kind of explains why they don't care about what's going on financially, because, you know, it doesn't matter to them. Everything else is going to get wiped out anyway. And there are many, many, you know, scientific studies that show bits and pieces of these events, you know, from the woolly mammoths that were flash frozen in Siberia. At the same time, we had the flash frozen flowers in the Andes. We've got the vitrified stone monuments that are all over the world. We have the sediment from the Appalachian Mountains, which are the ones on the East Coast, that are in the Grand Canyon and southern Utah. And the only way that gets there is you have water, you know, rushing over the continent, you know, from east to west. And it all ties together with this theory, and I'll pick up on it after the break.
Yeah, I spell it, I pronounce it Pedons, P-E-E-D-O-N-S, Pedons. And just one alternative spelling.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Residents miles away from the Christmas morning explosion in downtown Nashville say they felt it. This witness telling WKRN-TV she lives several blocks away from the explosion site.
Well, around 6:30 this morning, there was a very loud boom, and the house rattled, shook very hard, so it appeared at that time that it was something like an explosion.
Nashville police believe the blast was intentional. Former D.C. homicide detective Ted Washington tells Fox News what will be next in this investigation.
One of the things that they're going to be looking at strongly, Leland, in this area will be videotape, because the videotapes in this area and most of the area in Nashville. And
President Trump and the First Lady spending their Christmas Day at his Mar-a-Lago resort. USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
President-elect Joe Biden plans to move quickly against guns, adding the issue to his list of first executive orders. It is expected that Biden will use executive orders, especially if Democrats don't win both Georgia's special Senate elections. Gun rights activist and attorney Colin Nowar says some of the Biden cabinet picks are no fan of the Second Amendment.
I don't think this, honestly, it doesn't surprise me and the rest of the gun community because we've been battling this for decades. However, for a lot of the new gun owners, they need to understand that they've been doing this for a while now. They fight holistically. They don't just come in through the front door. They attack at all angles. So if they can make it a health care issue or some other non-relative issue, as long as it's actually going towards their goal, which is restricting your Second Amendment rights, they're going to do it. And so it's not just a political war. It's not just a legal war. It's also a culture war. And they understand that. It was Eric Holder, who was former AG for Obama. He even said it himself explicitly. We need to brainwash people about guns in this country. So this is a cultural battle. And so I implore all the new gun owners out there who may have even voted for Biden to understand that this isn't just you can go out, buy a gun, and then all of a sudden your rights are protected. That's not how this works. You've got to be vigilant about protecting your rights.
A very Merry Christmas from everyone here on the news team at USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? Why should I have got here? When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Captain John Reagan's with us. His website, if you'd like to follow along in class or outside of class, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. And Captain John, I hope that you'll be able to sync your schedule such that you can come back on again and again and again. This is absolutely riveting. Will you be able to fit in the bank terminations and computer access terminations in today's class?
I believe we'll be able to get through everything today. Let me just wrap up on about the NOVA for those that don't have the 55 minutes or so to watch this. I don't know how accurate his projections are going to be because there are so many moving parts to the system. But it appears like in past cycles, it's basically hit about a third of the way over from where it hit the last time. And if that holds, then the side facing the sun will basically, if you look at the globe, covers pretty much all of Saudi and, you know, everything north and south of that. which means that Europe and most of Africa is going to get a big part of that initial force. And this becomes important because this relates to when last time the mammoths got flash frozen. Then a few hours later, the dust shell hits. The good news is that's going to be in the middle of the Pacific when it hits where they think it's going to hit. So that's not going to affect us as bad. I think that hit in the Americas last time. And another thing that happens with this, you know, and we'll know this is coming because if the days start getting longer because the Earth starts slowing down its rotation, and this gets into electromagnetism. It's easy to see if you take a small electric motor, has a prop on it, and you put it on a battery, and the prop moves one way, and if you switch the wires so the polarity is reversed, the fan will move the other way. Now, that's basically what we're looking at happening just on a grander scale. The Earth slows down, it stops, and then it reverses the spin, so the sun will rise in the west. And there's stories from ancient times that passed down that the sun did once rise in the west instead of the east as it does today. Well, when that happens, the oceans are still moving at the speed the Earth was going. So you end up with a great deal of water washing over. So this time, they'll be coming from the west to the east. So the Atlantic will pour over Europe at the same time that the temperatures get slashed. So they will be under a bunch of ice at that point. It's the start of the next ice age. And if I'm not too concerned about this because, if this happens, I'll be 89, if I live that long. But if you're a younger person, you need to consider what you might want to do in the meantime. The ice age would basically shrink the good habitable zone to around the equator. And Belize is about on the north side of that. On the northern hemisphere, you look down, and it's in the video, similar amount into the southern hemisphere around the equator. It'd be very difficult to do raising of food outside of those areas. So, just be aware and decide what you want to do with that. For us old people, it probably doesn't matter so much, but especially if, you're in your 40s and have some younger people that you care about. This might be something you want to start taking action on because, just trying to find a place and get settled and being able to raise your own food, that takes time to accomplish. And we've spent, how many hundreds of shows have we had on that over the years? Anyway, unless you have something on that, we'll get started on our criminal future.
Yeah, just very quickly, class. So if you think you can go out and just go hunting, well, those extreme temperatures are going to wipe out the food for the wild animals as well, and the cows, and the sheep, and the goats.
Not to mention that there's not enough animals out there to support our level of population. They'd be gone in no time.
Yeah. Yeah, I figure that our farm, with all that we do here, we might just be able to support the beef needs of just 200 people. That's us working full time. John, our criminal future is absolutely terrifying. Please share.
Let me just throw in a thing. You talked about silver being used in consumer products, and while there's millions and millions of those devices that makes that add up, a bigger use is weapon systems. We have modern weapon systems that take a whole bunch of silver for each bomb or plane or submarine or aircraft. And, again, most of those are not recoverable.
Yeah, you're talking about when these explosions go off, they virtually atomize that silver so that it is no longer recoverable.
Yeah. You know, you see all these missiles go. There's several pounds of silver going bye-bye, each one.
Yeah, and you've got all these satellites in space, and they all use silver as well. It's a full-time job for a full-time complement of people just to make sure that these satellites don't crash into each other 24 hours a day right now. Please continue, Captain John Reagan.
Okay, Christian hate speech. I first saw where Scotland was wanting to do this. Now the Brits are talking about it. As far as I know, the legislation has not been passed yet, and I can see this is important because what you see go on in countries like Britain and Australia, you tend to see what they do happen in the United States a few years later. So what are they wanting to do is, you see, Christianity is just hate speech, you know, because, you know, they hate gay people. They hate, you know, other gods like the God of Muhammad. And, you know, you can just go down the line. So now they want to make it to where just talking about these, which is now hate speech, you know, around your table at home would be a criminal, imprisonable offense. So, and if you think they don't know what you're talking about at home, you know, besides your cell phone, a lot of people are getting, you know, these assistants, you know, whether it's from Google or Apple or whatever, that is listening to your entire conversation to, you know, give them the keyword to have the computer do what you want. So, it's kind of chilling. The only good news is these laws have not been passed yet. And I will say yet. What is scary, and I guess to point out, you know, China already has this social credit score thing going, where that if you do what the government doesn't like, you might not be able to take the bus, ride a plane, get a job, you know, little things like that. Well, we don't do that in the West. The corporations do it, and you see the effect of that. And it's not just, you know, things like the censorship of conservatives. You know, it's anybody that does not agree with the Ministry of Truth, you know, what the official story is. So, you know, if you say like I did that, you know, the science says that it's the sun, not CO2, causing problems. Hey, you know, that's not right. It's CO2 causing problems, and we're not going to allow you to talk. You know, a lot of things about the virus. You know, if you don't say what they want, you know, you're going to pay for it. And what is now stunning, and this is happening. This story is from the UK. We have a person, and they say it was in Leeds City Centre, which is that part of England where it starts getting narrow, if you want to look for it on the map. So she went and shopping, but her card wouldn't work. She tried another one, same result. She opened her banking app on her phone and only said error. And she went to the nearest branch of her bank, and after about an hour of waiting, she was called to the manager's office. I'm going to read a statement to you, but I'm not going to be able to answer any of your questions after that. He said, we have locked your bank account. We can't give you any more information. We might be in touch in the future with more information, but we don't know when that might be. Could she have her money? No. You know, how is she supposed to get home, you know, pay her bills, things like that? Well, basically, about a month later, she got a letter from the bank. Under the terms and conditions, we can withdraw banking facilities at any time, and in line with company policy, we don't give further details. And, you know, how often in the West have you seen terms and conditions to give your consent for everything through these terms and conditions? And yeah, this is something that is now happening in a supposedly free country. And just to maybe make this a little bit scary, you already know the censorship that is going on with, you know, tweets being censored, accounts being closed. Same thing with YouTube. At best, they're demonetized. At worst, they're removed, up to and including the channel. And let's take it a step further. You know, it works the same way with communications. When you sign up for, you know, cell service, when you sign up for your internet, it doesn't matter what company, it's the same terms and conditions. And if you're pushing this hate speech, like Christianity, for example, you can basically have everything yanked from you. And whereas what I talked about before was a proposed law, these are now real actions being done by corporations. So the future, unfortunately, is here. And the computer access terminations. Microsoft can terminate its services to you for hate speech. So, you know, maybe you can, you know, transfer over and start using Android or Linux to try and do some work, but again, eventually it's going to work up to the communications where you don't even get internet access.
Okay, so class, what we're talking about is if you're using Microsoft Office as a subscription, you've lost your mind. Okay, you need to go backwards. You need to go backwards to having that software live on your computer. And if you don't have cash on hand, you're not paying attention.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class Captain John Reagan's with us, and if you go to his website, the Financial State of the Union, you'll see these links. And if you follow one of the links about the current topic, we're talking about Microsoft and the technical companies and what they can do to you. If you use Microsoft and you violate their terms and conditions, they can shut you down. They can shut down your cloud storage system. Windows can stop running the Internet Explorer or Edge as your browser, Bing as your search engine, Outlook for your email, and Word for your word processing. So here's what I suggest you do. I suggest you search on the following. Go to your favorite search engine. I hope it's DuckDuckGo, D-U-C-K-D-U-C-K-G-O, and you type in Linux Mint, L-I-N-U-X, space, M-I-N-T, comma, and the word download, Linux Mint download. And you can download for free a replacement for Microsoft, almost Microsoft everything. And the current version is 20, version 2.0, Linux Mint. And it should take you to a site that says linuxmint.com/download. Okay, and that's a safe site, and you'll be using the same version of Linux that I use. Next thing, I mentioned that if you don't have cash on hand, you're not paying attention. Okay, seriously, you need to have cash on hand. Next thing, and don't travel without it. Next thing, please watch Combat with an exclamation point. It's available on eBay, the whole series, 40 DVDs, for around $53 shipped. And in one of the episodes, there's a Nazi officer. He's holed up in a French village toward the end of World War II. He's holed up in a library. There's a young librarian with some children he's holding hostage. And what does he do? He tells the librarian the equivalent of, you need to live in the present, not in the past. Don't mess with these books. Don't waste your time. Live your life. And he sets the books on fire. Think about that. Those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. Captain John Reagan?
Yeah, and as if ignorance and propaganda aren't damaging enough, scientists can now implant false memories into animal brains. So that's the real fake memories link. I'll leave that for you to peruse and give you an idea of just how bad things are. You know, I've talked about a lot of the problems have to deal with, deceived Christians and tend to kind of categorize the Democrats as bad Christians because what they do is they're just outwardly destructive. They muck up everything. And the good Christians really aren't any better, and this is kind of a symptom of that. This is a new survey the majority of Americans no longer believe that Jesus is the path to salvation, and instead believe that just being a good person is sufficient. Of course, they don't exactly say what constitutes good. 68% embrace that notion, identify as Christians, including 56% of self-described evangelicals and 62% of those identified as Pentecostals. 67% of mainline Protestants and 77% of Catholics embrace that idea. So we don't need no stinking Jesus. We just got to be good.
And you spelled the word muck, M-U-C-K, and that's an old term. That's an old term. They used that during World War II, and I'm sure before. And Captain John, there's so much bad that's happening. It's overwhelming, absolutely overwhelming. And I don't see us pulling out of this for a long time, a very long time. Do you agree or disagree?
When you hit this type of reset, it takes at least 10 years. Japan's been struggling for 20 years. And it's the financials, it's the demographics, it's the resources. There's just no easy way out. You know, perhaps if they managed to create cold fusion, that could alleviate a lot of it, but it's just the best way I can describe it is insane what's going on. And there was another article that I did not include. Yahoo blocked an email. I think the person was in the United States mailing Europe, and I don't remember the topic. It might have been on the virus, but whatever it was one of the ones where, guilty of wrongthink. So, like I say, it's all in terms and conditions. Whatever these companies say are not appropriate discussion material, you're screwed.
And why would anyone trust all of their corporate jewels, personal jewels? What I'm talking about is information to Microsoft. Why would you put your information in the cloud? If you're writing a book, why would you put it in the cloud? Why not keep it on a disconnected computer that you control, that's disconnected from the internet, disconnected from hacking, disconnected from searches and things like that? That's the way to go, class, in my world. And the way to go is to have books, because it's harder to change the information in the books than it is to change the information at a single point source on the internet, on some server. Captain John, thank you so much for being with us, sharing your wealth of knowledge, and being on the front lines of those in America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.